Before Mayor Jonathan Rothschild took the gavel at Monday's city council meeting, there was a chance for the council members to say goodbye to Bob Walkup. He held the mayor's seat for 12 years. Councilwoman Regina Romero was choked up as she said goodbye to him, and all six council members praised Walkup. Karen Ulick says Walkup always wanted to do what was best for Tucson.
Folks may wonder what goes on behind the scenes with the mayor and council, and I want to assure you that in service with this group of people, and especially with our outgoing mayor, that the bonds of friendship, the genuine effort to reflect the values and the best interests of the people of Tucson shines as bright behind the scenes, perhaps even more so than in front of the spotlight.
Walkup praised the council, too. He says he'll miss the job because even when it was hard, he enjoyed it. He told the audience the story of one of his monthly visits to a classroom. In this case, he was talking to third graders.
And in the course of that whole conversation, I said, how many of you know what a mayor does? Well, some little kid in the front, I know. So what is that? He says, the king of the world. Well, I figured, you know, if I was ever feeling bad about being mayor of this great city, I'd just go to third grade, you know, the king of the world.
Walkup is moving on to a more private life. He plans to do what other retirees do, including spending more time with his grandchildren and traveling with his wife. After Jonathan Rothschild was sworn in as the new mayor of Tucson, he presided over his first council meeting, in which the council elected Ulick to be vice mayor. Rothschild was reflective about his new role.
As you go into these things, you have the best heart for the city as your goal. But I'm not sure yet what it means to be mayor of the city of Tucson. I worked for 14 months to learn, and I thought I had a pretty good idea. And over the last 3 weeks, I've learned it's a lot more.
Tucson's new mayor, Jonathan Rothschild, says he will study the facts behind city issues and think about what needs to be done before he makes a decision. He says he's happy to be working with this city council, and he's spent time getting to know the members.
I worked very closely with this council over the last year. They've given a lot of their time to me so that I could be ready for the job. I know them each individually. I'm looking forward to working with them. I think it's a good council.
A cornerstone of Rothschild's campaign was his 180-day plan for the city. It includes changing the land use code to make it easier to follow and checking in with staff in several areas of the city. He says it's ambitious, but doable.
We're going to go in probably beginning next week when our staff's up and running, put a big old poster up on the wall of that 180-day plan, assign out responsibilities, see who can partner with us in the community. We're going to work to get it done.
Council members Regina Romero, Paul Cunningham, and Shirley Scott also were sworn in Monday. All were already on the council and won their elections against challengers from other parties. All council members each serve 4-year terms. The three who were sworn in and the new mayor are all Democrats. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.